I thought that when you love somebody, that you are to forgive them. When you love somebody, love is all-consuming. It would help him if I showed him that even with all the weaknesses that he was demonstrating, even with all the physical assaults, if he could understand that I loved him no matter what, then he would somehow love me back. The next thing I hear, the music dies. I go into the family room and he started on me. He yanks all the cords from the PlayStation where the music was coming from and said to me, if you think you've got balls, come plug it back in. So as I bent over to plug the cords back into the PlayStation, I felt this fist on the side of my head. I lifted and fell face down on the couch. And he jumped on top of me. He had one hand at the back of my neck and on the back of my head. And he was suffocating me. He's screaming, I'm gonna kill you. You're gonna die tonight. I'm gonna kill you.
Let the rain come down and wash away my tears. Let it fill my soul and drown my fears. Let it shatter the walls for a new sun.
My eldest, who was 15 at the time, would jump in front of him when he'd go to hit. She saved my life that day. And at one point, he told her that if she interferes again, he's going to crack her skull. But it didn't stop her. I'm sorry, just hold on 1 second. Because every time he came at me, she would jump in front of him. Disappointed that we're here today.
Let the rain come down and wash away my tears. Let it fill my soul and drown my fears.
This isn't the life that I had wanted for myself. This isn't the relationship that I had wanted. I just wanted to be happy. I was silent. For years, I kept his secret. For years, everybody who knew us saw this perfect family, affluent, intelligent, articulate, bright children, wonderful husband. From the day when I sat at 42 Division and explained what my ex-husband had done to me, since that day, I haven't stopped talking. And I can't. And I won't.